Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's time for a staycation setup. Say good morning to Olivia.
Morning.
Good morning.
So what is going on with your boyfriend, Max?
He goes to school in a different state, so we fly back and forth to see each other. And I think my boyfriend's cheating on me.
How long y'all been together?
We've been together like 9 to 10 months, like almost a year now.
Okay.
Well, the last 3 months, he's been flying to see me, and I don't understand why I can't go see him. We FaceTime every night, you know, what we used to, because he says that he has, like, new classes and it's a new semester and all that. I don't know. It just seems weird that I can't go there and see him. I barely talk to him now, and I just feel like there's something or someone else in the way, and I want to find out.
How long have you guys been in, like, a long-distance relationship?
It's been, like, 9 to 10 months.
Okay, so the whole relationship?
Yeah, it's been that way, but it's been good because we've been flying back and forth
right.
to see one another.
Gotcha. So you were going to see him in the beginning? This is like a new thing where he doesn't want you to go there?
Right.
Hmm.
So I'm really confused why all of a sudden I can't go to see him and he's starting to cut off communication. And it's just, it's weird.
And does he give you any excuse as to why you can't go see him, or does he just magically pop up here?
Okay, so the last time I was like, I'm going to go see you, he's like, no, don't worry about it. I'll book a flight to see you. And so I just wanted to surprise him. So I booked my flight, and as soon as I told him, like, hey, I'm going to arrive at this time and that date, he's like, oh, no, actually, I booked a flight already to see you. I'm like, what?
Oh.
So it's been weird pop-ups like that.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just like romance or
side chick.
Something going on.
It could really be anything, right? Because if I were in your situation, I would honestly be really flattered. I'd be like, well, I don't have to spend money on a plane ticket.
It sounds like she's a side chick. It sounds like Olivia's like the side chick. Like, no. I'll come see you. Don't come over to my house. You know what I mean?
Well, she used to visit him. I think the weird part for me is he doesn't want to FaceTime you anymore. Does he have any reason for that?
He just said because he has an early class schedule and he has to get to bed early.
But every day.
See, I don't understand long-distance relationships. I'm not a big fan of it. I think if you're in a long-distance relationship, that's 2.5 strikes already with the relationship. I just got to be honest. I've tried it. Didn't work out. That's why I moved Amber here. wasn't working out.
I mean, yeah.
I just think you have more opportunities to cheat. And if he's doing so, obviously it's wrong, Olivia. But that's probably what's going on. He's just missing a person there, and he's experiencing life without you. So we got to get down to the bottom of this and the top. Hello. We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic staycation, Olivia, and then we're going to ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Now, Olivia, if he doesn't say your name, is it over?
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
I'm not cheating on you, girl. Don't you look at me. Okay, well, we do have counselors available if you want someone to talk to afterwards, or you could tell us to go to hell as well.
Oh, my God.
Joey, be nice.
And I mean, if he's not cheating, though, are you going to explain everything, or do you want us to just hang up and be like, oh, my bad?
Well, I want to be honest with him.
Okay.
You know, because it means a lot to me. I've been putting in a lot of money and a lot of time in this relationship, and I want to know what's going on. What is holding us back?
Yeah.
Distance.
Stop. And do you have anything that could like help us make this more believable? Because it is long distance, so he's all the way in Texas, so it's not like we could really say like a hotel around here.
Right.
Yeah, well, when we travel back and forth, he usually sets it up. We stay at tons of hotels, and he usually books them. Like, he's really into different promotions for hotels, and he knows all the hookups for it.
Oh.
So I know he'd be up for a romantic getaway or, you know, like any kind of promotion. That's him all day, so.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely angle it that way then, since we can say maybe he's been staying with our sister locations, and so we wanted to offer him a free promotion for his business.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. That'll work.
That works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's call Max up next. Staycation setup with your morning mess. We are back with a staycation setup. We spoke to Olivia, letting us know that, you know, she's been dating this guy for almost a year. His name is Max. He is basically in Texas, going to college, getting his education on. So they're doing the long distance relationship situation.
Yeah.
But Olivia, he doesn't want you visiting him anymore like you first started doing in the beginning of the relationship. And you think something is going on with him and think he's cheating on you.
Yeah, it's just he's acting weird, and I want to know why.
Right. Honestly, when you had said that it's long distance because he's in school and he's been busy, and even when he had said that he was just going to come out here and fly out to see you, I thought it was romantic, but there was also some situations with FaceTime.
Yes, we used to FaceTime every night, and I call, and he just ignores the calls. He doesn't answer. Mm. So then the next day, in the middle of the day, he'll be like, oh, yeah, I fell asleep, babe.
Well, Miss Olivia, we're going to give him a call, offer him a free romantic staycation, and see who he wants to put on the reservation, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Max?
Yeah. Who's that?
Hi, Max. My name is Jonathan, and I'm with the Aurora Hotel here. I'm actually calling with some good news. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So we're going to be putting...
Who's this again?
My name is Jonathan, sir.
Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel. Actually, we're part of a bigger company here, and it looks like you've been staying at our sister locations. And because of your good business with us and you've been leaving such positive reviews of our sister properties, we wanted to offer you a free weekend stay in our new establishment and see how you liked it.
Oh, okay, cool, thanks.
Okay, perfect. While I have you on the line, I just need to get a few questions answered so we can get through with your reservation paperwork. Does that sound good to you, Max?
Yeah.
Okay, great. This is a romantic weekend stay. Now, with this, we leave a personalized note that is going to be from you to your guest of honor. I can either put something generic on there, or maybe if you have something more personal, I can jot that down.
Can you put a change of scene from my bedroom ceiling?
Okay, I have that here. Now, Max, my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Okay. I'll spell her first name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, and then last name.
Who the f- is Kelly?
Hello?
Max, we have to let you know real quick, you're live on the radio right now, that's your girlfriend Olivia on the line.
You better tell me right now, who
Babe,
is
I can't,
Kelly?
I...
Are you cheating on me, Max?
Let me explain.
There's no explanation. We've been back and forth for 10 months now. Are you serious?
Why would you? And you take this to the radio?
Do you know how much money and time I put in getting plane tickets? Are you serious right now?
Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. You know this long distance. It's so hard.
No. Who is Kelly? Who's Kelly?
She's this girl I've been seeing.
You've been seeing?
Oh. How long have you? No. How long have you been seeing Kelly?
I'll be honest with you. I've been seeing her for like 3 months.
What?
You know before we started, I was not good with the long distance relationships, but you insisted.
You should have told me.
I'm sorry, babe. Like,
why didn't you just let her know that you couldn't do it anymore? That way.
I liked the both of them. But...
Does this girl, Kelly, whatever her name is, know about Olivia?
No, she doesn't.
Wow. So you cheating on two girls. Two girls?
Really? Joey.
I just can't do the long distance.
Well, then you should have told her. You should have been mature about it and said you're not ready for a long distance relationship. If you're out there going to school, you're smarter than this.
But I'm sorry, Olivia.
What are we feeling right now, Olivia?
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, girl, you don't have to be embarrassed about anything. It's good that you know now.
Olivia, listen to me. Look, I'm sorry, Olivia, but the long distance was just killing me. Like,
Max, you guys were seeing each other at least once a month. If you really liked her and appreciated her, you could have tried to make it work. It's not like you're going to be out there forever or like one of you couldn't move out of state to see the other. Come on.
Hey, Max, you were seeing two girls. You say you like both of them. Which one do you like better, though?
I see Kelly more often.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You could have at least lied one more time.
Joey, God, you could have at least not cheated. You could have told her this long distance thing wasn't working. You didn't have to do any of this.
Oh, that's right. He could have did that.
Yes.
She didn't. You don't got to. This is her way of finding out, though, like putting me on the radio.
Why not? You embarrass her as she's feeling right now. Why not embarrass you, idiot?
I'm done.
Okay.
I can't.
All right. Max, are you still there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Olivia?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, honey.
You don't have to feel embarrassed by any of this. The only person who should be embarrassed here is that loser who just cheated on you.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, no problem, girl. That's what we're here for.
What part of Texas does he live in?
He's in Houston.
Houston. Oh, I got friends out there. You want me to call my friend? His name is G-Man. He works at the Box, 97.9 Box in Houston. That way we can tell him to announce it on his radio show. That way girl knows that Max is cheating on Kelly with Olivia here in Phoenix. I could do that.
That'd be awesome, but then every time...
There you go.
Hey, you don't need to do that, girl.
Oh, we need to do that. There's another girl getting cheated on. Oh, we are a community station.
I mean...
Are you opposed, Gina?
No.
Right? I lived in Houston for a year. I know. I'm going to call G-Man up. You down, Olivia?
I think that's cool.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Max doesn't deserve anyone.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep him lonely.
No, girl, if it can turn that frown upside down, I'm here for it. Go ahead.
We're going to shut down his Houston rocket, if you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? He getting nothing. There you go. Laugh it up. There you go.
Wow.
Olivia, I'm just here to make you giggle so your butt jiggles, Olivia. That's
oh
what
my
I'm
gosh.
Here for.
What? Wow.
There you go. Giggle it up. There it is.
Oh, yeah. Right. Thank you guys so much.
I'll be back. I'm calling G-Man. I'll be right back.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.